Hi, good morning. My name is Luis and I'm with Georgia Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have time for this survey?
Okay, depending how long it takes.
Okay, usually this is going to take about 15 or 10 minutes or less than that.
Okay, what are the questions regarding?
Yes, of course. May I know, please, before I do continue, what is the year of your birth?
1991.
Thank you so much. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you. Also, and the first question is, in politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent? Yes, ma'am.
I would say maybe.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards either Republican Party or Democratic Party or neither?
I would say it depends on the issue, but probably let's just say neither.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. Next, are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country, right? When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat unsatisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Unsatisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Brian Kemp is doing as governor? And would you say strongly or somewhat disapprove or strongly approve, or you can let us know what do you think about his job?
What was the question about, like, how he's doing his job?
Right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
Approve.
Approve. Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Towards them, 5 means that you feel warm or cold or neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You can use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel.
What was the word? Unfavorable?
Yes. Are you favorable or unfavorable?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding.
Okay. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions with the following people that I'm about to mention?
Okay. Like support?
That's right. For example, if I say any name and you can say 10, you will be feeling like very warm and favorable with the people, right? And if you say 0, you will be like feeling very cold and unfavorable with that people. And if you say number 5, that will be neutral.
Got it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, the first one that comes is Donald Trump.
I would say 0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
0.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Say that name again.
Ron DeSantis.
5.
Republican.
Oh,
okay, 5 to 10. And Republicans in Congress.
5 to 10.
Brian Kemp.
10.
Tim Scott.
I don't know who that person is. I haven't done a lot of research.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Zero to five.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you?
Zero to five. But I do vote.
You vote. Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community?
Well, the way things are going, I would say 10.
Thank you. How would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is more powerful, somewhat powerful, or there is no difference, or it's somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful?
Powerful.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in November 5th, 2024, general elections for president, Congress, and state, and other state and local offices, using a scale 0 to 10? 0 means you definitely will not vote. 5 means that there is a 50-50 chance that you will vote, and 10 means you will definitely will vote.
10.
Thank you. Would you say care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024? You can say a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or not at all.
A great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Third party.
Thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better or gotten worse or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means definitely you should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first question that comes is healthcare.
Ten. Like very important?
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
Okay. Reducing racism and discrimination?
0.
Thank you. Abortion access?
10.
Climate change?
What kind of change?
Climate, like weather change?
Oh, 10.
Okay. Student loan debt?
10.
Thank you. Jobs?
10.
Thank you so much for this. I really appreciate it, ma'am. Let me go ahead and check this for you. I'm moving forward with the next question, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal of a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprenticeships programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved population. You can say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, or you never heard of it.
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. The Department of Justice just recently charged the five Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violation. You can say it a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all, or you never heard of it.
You're asking how much that affects me personally?
Right.
Not at all.
I'm sorry, ma'am? Can you repeat your answer? I'm sorry, couldn't hear you.
Not at all.
Not at all, sorry. Thank you so much. The last one says, in a proclamation of granting pardon of the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. You can say it a great deal, a fair amount, or not that much, or not at all, or you can say never heard of it.
I never heard of it, but not at all.
Okay. Thank you so much. We are almost done. I'm going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means is not all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. You can select any number from 0 to 10, okay? Thank you. Okay. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward or we will go backwards. Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or we will let our politicians who wants to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia, and this is our time in 2024. It is up to us to decide our future. How can you rate this question from 0 to 10?
Five to 10.
Thank you. Following, it says, Black Georgians help with elected President Biden in 2020 since then, he accomplished a lot of that will help our communities. He passed policies that supported us during the pandemic that will expand our internet access and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs in 2024. We can vote again for the president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and communities. How can you rate this answer?
Five.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but I would like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you?
Ten.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but it stands, how likely are you voting in the November 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state local offices using a scale 0 to 10, where 0 means you will definitely not vote, 5 means there is a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means you will definitely not vote. How can you rate this answer? hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. I'm eating, so I muted the phone. 10
oh,
means
sorry.
Will or no?
Yeah, 10 means that you will definitely will vote.
10.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all? Who is elected president in 2024?
I agree.
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? You can say a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, and also never heard of them. The first one, it says fair count.
Never heard.
Thank you. Secretary of State.
Never heard, but I think it's a great deal.
Thank you. New Georgia Project.
I've never heard.
Thank you. Local Board of Election.
What of election?
A local board of election.
A great deal.
Thank you. People's Agenda.
People.
Yeah, People's Agenda.
Great deal, I guess.
Thank you. Verified.
Verified.
Yes.
Verified in regards to.
This is like organization for accurate election, according to.
Oh yes,
major.
A great deal.
Yes.
Great Sorry deal. About that.
It's okay. Thank you for your answer. Black Borders Matter.
I'm indifferent.
It is. Okay. Pro Georgia.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Do you consider yourself one heterosexual, straight, lesbian, gay, trans, bisexual, or something else?
Hetero.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or without it?
I'm living with.
Thank you. Are you the parent of or guardian or any children under age of 18?
No, children.
No. No. Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Employed. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, and you can write us the response.
What, like 25?
Okay. Thank you so much. Finally, we would like to invite you to become a Georgian knowledge expert. What this is means, we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we might invite you to participate in focus groups, take a short survey by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going in your community, right? Or simple, you know, a reminder of upcoming elections. As thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we would like to offer you a 10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
Sure.
Okay. May I know your email address so I can send you, you know, this gift card?
It's Maud, M like Mary, A-U-D like David, Princess, P-R-I-N-C-E-S-S at gmail.com.
Okay, let me check if I got it correctly. I have M for Mary, I for Igloo.
A.
I'm sorry?
M-A. M-A-U.
Oh. Okay. M for Mary, A for Alpha, E for Igloo, U for Umbrella?
no, so Mary, Alpha, Umbrella, David, Princess at Gmail.
Okay, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. You got
okay.
It.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Wasn't able to get it the first time. I'm going to read back the email. As you said, M for Mary, A for Alpha, U for Umbrella, D for Delta, P for Peter, at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Princess, Mary, Alpha, Umbrella, David.
And then the whole word princess.
Yes. There
okay,
we go.
So it should be Maud Princess at gmail.com.
You got it.
Okay. Thank you very much. So I'm going to send you this gift card and you should get it from Amazon, right? And you will see more information about it, okay? On the email.
Okay.
Okay. And also, how do you prefer to be contacted? You can say landline, a cell phone, text message, mail, email.
I don't mind text or call.
Text or call. So it would be better for you, text or cell phone?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. So this concludes our survey for today, and thank you very much for your participation.
No problem. What was your name?
My name is Luis, L-U-I-S.
Thank you so much, Luis. Thank you, Luis. You have a great weekend.
Have a beautiful day. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.